Howdy, history runners. This is Doc Boyle, head bird wrangler and trail boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 26 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of June 20th through June 26th in the great American Old West? June 20th, 1875. The passing of Joseph Lafayette Joe Meek, age 64 or 65, in Hillsboro, Oregon. Mountain man, trapper, farmer, politician, sheriff, storyteller, creator of the Meek Cutoff Trail. June 21, 1924. Died at age 78 in the Arizona Pioneers Home in Prescott, Arizona. Albert Franklin Banta, a.k.a. Charles A. Franklin. A busy man who got around, bullwhacker, cowboy, constable, deputy sheriff, lawyer, guide to the Wheeler Expedition, 1871, chief guide in 73, army scout and guide to General Crook during the Apache Wars, a newspaper man working with numerous papers, including starting three of his own. In 1873, he became the first white man to see and report what would become known for a while as Franklin's Folly, or sometimes Franklin's Hole, actually Beringer Meteor Crater. Grand Canyon's Banta Point is named in his honor, as well as Franklin Street in Tucson. An interesting man whose tale is too big for Old West Daily Reader. Look him up and enjoy. Tip your hat while you do it. June 22nd, 1870. His gold prospecting aspirations are curtailed by the cavalry's enforcement of the treaty with the Sioux, so Bill Longley accepts an enlistment of 5 years with B Company of the 2nd U.S. Cavalry Regiment, Camp Stambaugh, Dakota Territory. After deserting 2 weeks later, he's captured and in due course returned to duty. He escapes Army life for good in May of 1872, eventually returning to Texas. June 23, 1964. William S. Hart, William Surrey Hart, age 81, died in Newhall, California. Silent film star with One Talkie, 1914 to 1939. Friend of Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson. His movies were Square Deal Sanderson, The Toll Gate, Shark Monroe, Cradle of Courage. Alleged to have purchased Billy the Kid's pistols. June 24th, 1876. Some of the Sioux, in the encampment around the Little Bighorn River, announced that they would take the suicide vow. The ritual, which the Northern Cheyenne believed originated with them, was called dying dancing. In the next battle, they would fight until they were killed. A dance was arranged that night to honor them. For Northern Cheyenne, Little Whirlwind, 16 years, Cut Belly, 30 years, Close Hand, 20 years, and Noisy Walking, 16 years, decided they would take the vow at the same time. There may have been some girls with the Sioux contingent. This is unverified. The camp stoked the celebration fires and the suicide boys danced throughout the night. It's just possible that it was the smoke from those fires that Custer scouts 15 miles away in the Wolf Mountains saw at daybreak June 25th. June 25th, 1876. Mitch Boyer Carpash, born in 1837 or thereabouts, died with Custer at the Little Bighorn, reported to have been shot off his horse at Medicine Tail Coulee and killed later. One of the finest scouts in the Old West. It was said that when Boyer was convinced that Custer would attack, he gave away all his possessions, knowing he would die that day. June 26, 1844, Republic of Texas. Henry Francis Fisher and Burchard Miller sold the Fisher-Miller land grant to the Aldebaran Society for the Protection of German Immigrants in Texas, who agreed to take over the expenses of the San Saba Colonization Company and to make Henry Fisher part of the Baron Colonial Committee. And Fisher and Miller were certainly aware of the dangers of settling in the Comancheria, but did not inform the Baron. The Baron asked no questions and accepted the sale on face value. June 26, 1844. Church of Latter-day Saints, it's the Mormons now, founder Joseph Smith, age 38, murdered when a mob stormed the jail at Carthage, Illinois, where he was being held for causing the destruction of the offices and press of the Nauvoo Expositor, Nauvoo, Illinois, the first and only issue of which printed an expose critical of his activities, political and polygamous. This was program 26 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.